Petra Hayden was born into a life of music. She's one of triplet daughters of jazz bassist Charlie Hayden. She and her sisters Rachel and Tanya sang together as kids, and Petra was mesmerized by the violin the moment she saw it played on the Captain Kangaroo show. She later took up that instrument and fronted the LA-based rock band That Dog in the mid-90s. With all this music around her, perhaps it's no surprise that the prolific Petra Hayden has not one but two CDs recently released. One is an a cappella tour de force in which she recreates the 1967 album The Who Sell Out entirely with her voice. The other is Petra Hayden and Bill Frisell, a collection of standards and new tunes with the virtuoso guitarist. Petra Hayden joins us from the studios of NPR West. Hello, Petra.
Hey, how's it going?
Let's talk first about your CD with Bill Frisell. How did you end up collaborating with him?
I played a show years ago with my friend Alicia Rose, who plays accordion. She goes by Miss Murgatroyd, and we had a show in Seattle. I don't remember who went up to me, if it was the owner of the club or someone who worked there. They said, "Oh, Bill Frisell is here to meet you," and I thought, "Wow, what a funny thing. That's strange." He used to play music with my dad, so he showed up at the show, and I talked to him, and he was really nice. He loved the show, and then we would email each other, and he sent me some CDs, and he asked me to record a record with him.
And there is such a wide range of songs on that CD. Music by the late singer-songwriter Elliott Smith, music from Henry Mancini, George and Ira Gershwin, Stevie Wonder.
I love all kinds of music, from movie soundtracks to classical music, some rock music, some jazz. And he said, "Why don't we just do a record of the music that we love?" Like, he loves the Moon River song from Breakfast at Tiffany's, and I've, you know, thought of the Stevie Wonder song, and the list just went on and on.
Now, some of these are such entrenched standards, it really takes a certain amount of guts to attempt them, like When You Wish Upon a Star. How did you feel you could approach something like that and pull it off as something original and not trite?
With that song, I just pretended I was living in a dream. You know, Bill played, and it worked out. That song didn't take long at all. Immediately when he played, we just blended so well that it just worked, and it was just like a dream.
Let's talk about that other project, that a cappella version of The Who Sell Out. You sing all the parts. You layer voice tracks to create the sounds and the notes. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty bold project. What possessed you to take on this project?
It's weird. I didn't think of it as bold when I did it. I kind of just did it as like a musical art project. Making a collage, like in school or something, like what kind of glue am I going to use and what pictures am I going to paste on this paper. When I started it, I just thought, this will be another fun thing to do. And my friend Mike Watt, he's a bass player. He's been around a long time. He was in a band called the Minutemen and brought this idea to me. And he said, "You know, Petra, I'm going to give you my 8-track. He said, I put the Who Sell Out, which is his favorite band, one of his favorite bands. He said, "I'm going to put the Who on the 8th track, so you have the 7 tracks open for you to sing along and sing the guitar, sing the bass and the vocals and the drums, which I thought, how in the world am I going to sing drums? You know?
How did you sing drums?
I don't know, really know how to answer that. I just went... I mean, obviously I can't do it as well as Keith Moon.
I know you deceive me, now here's a surprise.
I kind of approached it like if I was listening to a Bach piece and I wanted to play sing all the piano parts. I started recording it, and I thought, what would be the easiest song to start with, which I thought was I Can See for Miles.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh, yeah.
What were the hardest passages to sing, the most challenging instrumental parts to recreate?
The one that I had to re-record a lot was... Sunrise.
You take away the breath I was keeping for sunrise.
Sunrise has a jazz feel to it. The chords and the rhythm of that song was really jazzy sounding. Mm-hmm. And I felt kind of nervous, like, how can I do this kind of off-timing chords, like try to sound like a guitar while trying to keep this rhythm right, because it was a tricky rhythm to me.
Once more you'll disappear, a morning put to shame.
Now, there were a fair number of guitar solos that you were emulating. Were you playing air guitar when you were doing something like that, or air violin, or air, I mean, were you?
Well, maybe air face. Like when I was a perfect example of, was Our Love Was. And there's a part in that song where the guitar's like, like, and I just remember doing that, singing like that as a kid, again, like with my sisters, when we used to listen to The Police or, you know, some song on the radio, we would always try to sing, we would memorize some of the solos, like a Prince song, Purple Rain, you know, or Pink Floyd. What song was it where the woman is like, whoa, 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 like it, just having fun like that. And that's how I did the guitar solos. I would listen to it a lot and then finally get it and then pretend that I was so familiar with it. Like,
you just let it out.
Yeah, I just let loose.
Now, looking ahead, rumor has it that you'll be getting together with your sisters to do an album of Carter family songs. True?
Yeah, that's... I was recording, actually, a little while ago with my sisters, and we played shows. We were called the Hayden Triplets, and we did some Carter family songs. So I think in the near future, we're going to be doing a record together, and also a Hayden family record with my father. So I can't wait for that, because I love singing with them.
Petra Hayden, she has two new CDs out, Petra Hayden and Bill Frisell on Sovereign Artists Records, and Petra Hayden sings The Who Sell Out on Bar None Records. She joined us from the studios of NPR West. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Sheila Cast.
Look how